5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm normally riding Brumbies up there.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Imagine the poor Brumby.
Minding its own business. Suddenly it's got 140 kilos of Brownless bike on.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple
M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company and stick around because this show's good and big.
Good.
Nick Riewoldt in.
Oh,
Ozkick Dad, Master Chef.
Yeah.
Superstar, of course, for the Saints. So we'll pick his brain on a whole lot of stuff. And then the Hump Day Quiz.
Oh, yes, please.
Which has traditionally let people down as a listening item.
But, Tim, I've heard on the grapevine. Good one today.
Hello.
Yes.
All right. Nice. I like that. And then at the end, there'll be a joke that you can probably switch off. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Do you know it's 9 days to Tokyo?
No, I did not.
Wow, it's coming around quick.
It is. Say hello to Rabbits.
Hi, Rabbits.
And they've lost one of their strikers or wingers.
Yes.
In Jefferson Farfan.
Farfan.
You played with him. You should know his name.
That was Archie Thompson. And he and Bill discussing soccer for 5 minutes was one of the more extraordinary conversations I've ever heard.
Guess what?
Because Bill knows nothing about it.
And he's Archie.
Archie knew less.
We won't be launching any rockets, Archie and I.
Hey, speaking of Tokyo, did you see what Adam Scott said overnight?
No.
Because he's obviously about to start at the British Open in Kent in the UK. He said, I can't believe that it is actually going ahead.
Oh.
He said, with all, and he's Uniqlo, so he said, I know pretty much what's going on in Japan pretty carefully.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't, it staggers me that the event is even happening.
Van Dinkum.
Mm.
Wow.
So,
well, there is still talk it might be called off. It can't be.
With not
a week.
2 weeks out.
Yeah, no, a week and a half, Jim.
Wow. You're right, Bill. But anyway, we will watch with interest.
When's the British Open, by the way?
It starts Thursday.
A couple of Aussies. There's about 10 Aussies.
Oh, yeah, always.
Who's the big boy? The
and
one
Leash.
No, not Leash. No.
Warnable Flyer.
No, chubby bloke from Gold Coast Way. Who got a gig because he won some tournament up there. I was watching it last night. Have a look
well,
there, Rats.
Well, we have always had an extraordinarily strong representation in this tournament. And, of course, Greg Norman won this same course.
Yep.
I think it was 93 or around there. So, brilliant. I love it. Can't wait.
Mm.
Starts at about 8 o'clock at night, Bill. Well, I get home and I do not turn it off.
What time do you go to?
Oh, 2.
Do you?
I love it.
Then you
it's
come
superb.
In all cranky for the show
That's
the next
it,
day
Which
at
we
six.
Don't have anyway. Anyway, what
well,
else have we got?
Footy news,
please?
Jim. Right, we've got on. Some footy news. Geelong coach Chris Scott expects Joel Selwood, well done, just signed a year deal, and Dalhouse to return to the senior side this week, Jim.
Right. Well, they will need some ground-level players in that game because it's raining in Perth.
Adelaide's Tom Duday won't play this week. Jeez, that was courageous. All right. Dumb. I don't know what it was. But
I don't reckon he saw him, Bill.
No, nah, you're right. I think you're right, Jim. Also, Tex Walker.
Texan.
He'll return. Geez, they needed him. They just needed something to kick to. Of course, Eric Hipwood is out with Brisbane. He's out for the rest of the year. You know who else is out?
Who?
Marcus Adams.
That's big.
Who's been really good for him.
Yep.
And he missed 4 to 6 weeks of footy with a stress fracture.
He'll be back before the finals.
But,
well,
geez, they'll miss him.
They will miss
him. Lockie Whitfield has had delayed concussion. Did you see that on the weekend? Got a whack, went off. Thought he was okay, but the next day was no good, Jim.
So he won't play?
No, he won't play. What about, oh, this is a good story, Jimmy boy. Charlie Curnow.
Finally.
Is only 2 training sessions away of playing for Carlton in the VFL.
Good.
Gee, I hope he does well. Hasn't played for 2 years.
No, it's ridiculous. Too much talent not to be playing.
I know. 2 years, a long time. Mark Murphy is stuck on 296 games. I might ask Rui a question
about
him. I've got one coming up.
Yeah.
The rising star this week is Archie Perkins, of course, who kicked 3 goals.
Yep.
Kicked a nice goal there. Well done to you, Archie. That's about the 3rd Essendon player, I reckon. They're going all right, Jim.
Yeah, going well.
The rugby last night.
Rugby league.
Our man.
Or you. No, what happened there?
Well, they got beaten.
Talking union.
They lost 28-26.
Yep.
The Wallabies, so that's not a bad effort. But
no, Bill,
should have
that's not good
one.
Enough. Not in Australia against the French.
In
we
Melbourne.
Should be winning that.
That's
yes,
right.
Exactly.
So got beaten there, so it's all tied up at 1-1 there in that series. What are you
sure?
Yes, I'm sure. rugby league.
Right. Of course.
Rugby league. State of Origin game 3 tonight, Jim. Being moved from Newcastle to the Gold Coast.
Yes.
So if New South Wales win, that'd be a great series
What do you mean
win.
If they win?
Well, They should win. So they'll win the three games in Queensland and smash Queensland. Yep. So well done there to the Blues.
How quickly has that turned around? It was only a few years ago we were saying,
Queensland,
when are New South Wales ever going to win one of
these?
That's right. And now they're giving it a nice go.
Are they? What?
Mm-hmm. Can't find your Gold Coast bloke. There's a bloke called Dayan Lawson from Geelong playing in the British Open.
Yeah, he's got a gig. Yeah. I saw he's a good fella. Yeah, but no, there's another bloke, a biggish bloke. Mm. He has a nice size about him, and he got a run, I see, Jim. And the basketball. All over the Boomers. They've won overnight, Jim, 108-69. They defeated Nigeria. Nigeria defeated Team USA also. We've smashed them overnight. So well done to the Boomers. Yep. And guess who was best on ground or best on court? Chris Golding led the way for Australia.
Oh, how good. How well is he going?
Well, he put up 21 points and 7 from 7 shooting from the deep downtown MGM Grand, they reckon he'll shoot them from. Downtown.
Oh, no.
But well done to Goldie. We'll have a chat to Goldie, hopefully, in the next week for the Olympic start. But they got one more practice game. These are all practice games. One more against Team USA again. Yes. I don't know if you want to play him again, do you, Jim? You just play him in
the W away. Just, I'm with you.
Yeah, but well done to the Boomers. Mm. They are flying. And that's a very nice wrap.
Aaron Pike.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Pike. That's
Aaron
him.
Pike.
Yeah, have a look at him. He's a biggish boy.
Right.
Yeah, he got a gig.
So he finished in the top three in the qualifying qualifying series here.
But that was, I think, 2 years ago, and they didn't have it last year.
Right, so that he's held over.
Good on him. And then the boy from Geelong, too. It's great that those blokes can actually go over there and play in a major, British Open. How good's that?
Brilliant. We've got very well players. Cameron Smith's a very good player. Yeah. Jason Scrivener's a very good player. Adam Scott, of course, we know. And Jason Day and Leisha, world class. So I like us, Bill. I think we've got a real chance. Matt Jones, Minwoo Lee just coming off that lead, Lucas Herbert.
Minwoo.
So, no, there are Aussies in real good form coming into this tournament.
Wow. Someone who was a real good player on the footy field is Nick Riewoldt.
Yes.
And now he's an Auskick ambassador.
Not even the best in his family.
Well, he's about to join us in this studio. You can tell him that to his face. Well. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here? He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go...
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, a superstar on the footy field. And now the number one Auskick dad joins us. Mm. Nick Riewoldt is in the studio.
Our next guest has a lot to brag about.
Unbelievable.
He still holds the record for the most marks in the AFL.
Oh, he's broken the record for the most marks in the history of the game.
Got on 2,907 career marks.
He has the most Trevor Barker awards with 6.
He is a superstar. There is no need to say anything else.
And he has 18 more goals than his cousin. Well, for now.
Hey, wash your mouth out.
Please welcome Nick Riewoldt.
All right, so everything on the field we know about, and that's magnificent. We're going to get to the Auskick and also MasterChef, but I want to focus on the big freeze. Because your performance, Rui, was the best we've seen.
Yep.
And Fat's performance was comfortably the worst we've seen. He made zero effort.
Well, explain yourself, Bill.
I have. And I don't want to go into it anymore. But good to see you, Rui.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
You were very good on the slide.
Geez, well, he swept that one under the cover pretty quickly.
Mate, it was just embarrassing.
It's good to have Jack Riewoldt's cousin in to have a chat to us.
There he goes.
Who is the best Riewoldt? Well, I know you've been asked this 100 times.
Well, it's not up for me to make that call, Bill.
It is. I'm asking
not really.
You.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly what?
Clearly. It's me, Bill. Clearly.
6 best and fairest, Bill.
My young fella reckons I'm the third best player in the family.
Who's
now.
The other?
Well, Jack is number one, and he reckons himself. He's inserted himself
how
in
does
it.
He go?
Inserted
actually?
Himself in at
how
number two.
James and Will, how do they go at Auskick?
Oh, they love it. Yeah. They love it. James is, it was funny. It was like just a light bulb went off about 6 months ago, and he just became obsessed with it, like annoying obsessed.
With footy.
So he needs a footy quiz every night before he goes to bed. I've got to think up 10 questions every night he goes to bed. And so he does a footy quiz, but he loves Auskick. He's obsessed with Auskick. So Saturday mornings for us, it's great. To be able to now see it through your own children's lens is a lot of fun. And I'm lucky. We've got a really good crew down at Hurlingham Oval there on the Pean Highway, the big oval down there.
No,
and Stewie Lowe has got twin boys.
Big buckets.
Big Ooh. Buckets low. He's got twin
Are
boys.
They big hands and
oh, big boys. Big boys.
Boys
just yes. chips off the old yeah. buckets block.
Yes.
And he just takes over Big Buckets.
Does he?
So he's really hands on. He's over 50 too, Big Buckets. And he's got the twin boys
Nothing
in at
Oz wrong with
which
being
is,
over 50.
Which is great. But he's
He's been around a couple of times.
Yeah, he's had a couple of games.
Reinvented himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, he's a lovely bloke, Stewie.
One of the all-time greats. Yeah. And so he just holds court amongst Ooh. All the kids, and the boys just love it. But James is into it. Will's still figuring it out and learning his way. He's only four. But
Will you like that at James's age?
Probably not as obsessed. No. Because I grew up in Tassie and then Queensland, so you don't get immersed in the culture, and so you go along to Auskick of Saturday morning, and they are just surrounded by kids that just talk about footy yep. non-stop, and they've all watched the game on Friday night, and they're all they take their footy cards and they're swapping, so to be involved in it, from a parent's point of yep. view, this year has been great.
And record number yes. of participants. People Good. Worry about footy, they shouldn't. The kids love it, and my kids play junior yep. footy. They're a bit older,
and it's not too late. No, James as well to sign up for Auskick.
That's it. Play AFL/Auskick. Get stuck into that.
But they still get the footy and the backpack and all that?
All of that. Yeah, get the backpack, you get the footy, you yeah. get the shirt of your team's colours.
Are they St Kilda fans, your boys?
They are. Yeah.
Thought they might have dropped off there for a while, to be honest.
it was tough, Bill. It was tough earlier this year, actually.
Hey, I heard you took them to the zoo the other day, too.
Yeah, I did.
Did you what, to show yourself and your family there, the alpacas?
Oh, he built his own joke there, didn't he? He crafted his own joke.
I thought
someone was talking to you and said you were hungover to the hilt. For want for a better word. They said you were just all over the shop. You were hungover.
Well, I was at the zoo. Yeah, I wasn't hungover. I wasn't hungover. I was just tired because I've been up drinking all night.
Jim, he'd been on it. Guess yeah. who with Jim?
Who?
His mates from Celebrity MasterChef. Oh. Now, this is interesting. This yeah. surprised me when I saw yeah. your name. It's in Celebrity MasterChef.
Why is that, Bill?
Well, one, can you cook?
I'm okay. I learn a lot on the way through. So yeah. I started with a bit of a base knowledge. And
what's your bet? Like you would have had a Texan T-bone. That's all.
Yeah,
you would
cook some Texan style food on the way through. A bit of Tassie seafood, Bill.
Oh,
yeah, nice. It was good. Yeah. But I mean, but that's the thing. None of us there were chefs. So I think that was part of the that's part of the entertainment value. Mm. The fact that we butchered it a little bit, we get a little bit wrong. But honestly, one of the great experiences I've had. You've done some reality TV yeah, before, good. And I was absolutely on the fence about whether to do it or not. But yeah. I'm grateful for the experience because yeah. it was awesome.
You know what happens? You actually become very good friends with a lot.
You do.
Some you don't. Some are a bit not on your watch.
Oh, who from your experience?
Yeah, tenure in that. But what about in yours?
Oh, no.
What about in your experience?
We had 10 rippers, Bill. So mates with everyone. Rebecca Gibney, superstar.
Good.
Absolute superstar. A lot of fun. The darling of Australian television, Rebecca Gibney. Oh,
yeah. Del Rook, he was with me.
He was with yeah. you.
And he was a chubby fella, fair to say, and he's yep. lost a lot of weight.
He
Del
has,
Rook.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know him before, but no, he was a lot of fun. Funny man, Del Rook.
Yep. Tilly Ramsey, Potty-mouthed dad, or does she want
Well, we've corrupted her.
Right.
Absolutely. She came in quite prim and proper, yes. but she's been corrupted. A couple of times she was, the phone would ring and we'd be sitting around having lunch and up would pop the old man and which was a bit of a surreal experience, but she was a beauty. It was just a great crew, and then to pop out the other side and have learnt a lot in the kitchen as well. Cass, the deal was that she'll never cook again at home. Which is good for her.
Great for her.
Yeah, but it was
that's not uncommon. Like our idiot mate Ned Kelly, he does all the cooking.
He does all
Moo never cooks. So there are men that love it and
I enjoy
take
it.
To it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. And now I've got a bit more confidence after the show. Yes. But I get it. And you would have been the same.
It.
But yours was so
hate,
we've recorded.
No, I
it.
Hate cooking.
You hate cooking. Yeah. But now it's all, well, you just sit back and you wonder how you're going to get painted in
how
the...
How are they going to cut it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, how are you going to be made to look?
They can make you look good or bad, mate.
100%, because you have moments where... And the big thing for me was I wanted to park my competitive side. So I just wanted to go in and enjoy it and have fun. Wow. But absolutely, there will be times when, you throw a piece of food because you're frustrated or you throw some equipment.
Yeah,
it's all up to them. They can make you look however
exactly
they want.
Exactly right.
Now, the Saints have won three in a row. Are we back on?
Well, you were never off, but are we Saints fans?
Yeah.
I think he was off, Jim. He was off.
Yeah, I was never off, but I was very, very frustrated.
Worried.
So I do hope that they as in the club, the decision makers, don't look at the last 3 weeks and just, you know, flush what happened in the first half of the year.
Right.
Because that what happened to me says that there are some deeper issues or, things that need addressing in the off season or in the latter half of this season if you want to be a great football side. So good 3 week period. Let's hope that they can continue.
Well, Port Adelaide this weekend at Marvel, so they've got them
stiff
at their
run home.
Yeah, they have, but
good game. That
some teams above them have helped them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, does anyone want that 7 and 8 spot?
Doesn't look like
it. Unbelievable. There's a real delineation now, I think, with the best six teams in the competition that can all win it and the rest.
Will Buddy get his 1,000th goal?
How far away is he?
He's 977, so 23 goals in 6, 7, 8, 9 games. Well, it depends on any finals they play.
Yeah. He'd need a clean run with injury and body-wise too. I reckon it'll be early next year.
I'm with you. What about Mark Murphy, who's played 296 games at Carlton? Yep.
Done the calf, hasn't he?
Yeah, coming back in a couple of weeks. Should Carlton give him 4 games?
They shouldn't just gift them to him. But if he's around the mark and finals are no longer a possibility, I think those type milestones are important to your football club and they send a really, really good message to younger players, you know, that you treat your stars and your champions really well on the way out. That being said, Lenny Hayes played 297 games.
Mm.
So it's great to get there, but you only... I think you can only manipulate it so much before you start to lose a bit of credibility.
Well, some have played 198 games.
198 for you, Bill. Yeah.
Steve Hocking played 199.
Yeah. What happened there? End of the year and then get another go?
Yeah, got
what happened with you?
Gary Ayres sacked me.
Sacked you?
Yeah, Bill walked into the meeting thinking that he could talk himself into another year.
Yeah, right.
And he got about half a word out, and then Gary spoke for the next minute and a half, and then Bill turned around and left the office. That's how it worked.
A bit like your political career.
Well, yeah. That's, and a lot of things haven't gone that well for me. Hey, who wins it right now, Rui? Because Sydney are flying.
Yeah, I think the Swans can win it.
Yeah,
absolutely. If they get hot for a month, then we've seen it before. So they've got the game. So I think right now, if I had to
one team,
Melbourne for me.
Righto.
Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think they're styled. Defensively, they're so hard to score against, and we know that stands up in the fiercest pressure. So if you had to force me to pick a team, they're the ones I'd pick.
Righto. This Saturday, where are we? Oz kicking where?
Oz kicking. Brighton Vampires.
Brighton,
East Brighton Vampires.
We'll get it right.
On Nepean Highway there, and we'll be there. 9 o'clock, Bill.
Do you play games or little...
Games now. So the third year is... So Will's first year, and he, you know, just has a kick and learns to kick and does all that sort of stuff, and it's great to improve your skills.
They want
to
play.
But then James's age, their third year, is they do about 20 minutes of warm-up type drills, and then the game starts, and they go so hard. Yeah. It's actually a little bit hard to watch at times because they smash themselves, which is awesome because they enjoy it, they have fun, they've got great little friendship groups.
Is there plenty of girls?
There are. Good. Yeah, there are. There are a lot of girls participating as well, which is great. I mean, the numbers are the highest ever, which is brilliant. And then we line up and we get a sausage afterwards, Bill.
Oh, nice.
That as a couple.
Does good. He? How many do you have? Because you're looking all right.
Yeah, no, thank you. A couple. Couple. That's a couple. That's my cheat day,
Bill. I went to Bunnings the other day and had 6.
AFL. Play AFL/Ozkick to get your kids registered. You must do that. It's a brilliant program. And MasterChef, when is that on the 10 Network?
It's on late October.
Right.
It starts.
Beautiful. Cannot wait for that. Great to see you, mate.
Thanks.
It's a Rush Hour. JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No, I'm not.
Are you fluent?
Fluent in piano. Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
If you took all of Bill's tips from the start of the year in your office tipping, you'd be well down the bottom.
No, you would.
So what you got now is 9 of the worst.
Yes.
Why don't we start with Fremantle Geelong, Optus Stadium in the wet, pissing down.
Yes, has been all week, as you know, Jim. Jimmy Boy. So interesting game. I'm going with the Cats, but only just. Freo going all right. They've got a couple of forwards to kick to, Dick Tracy and Big Lobby.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going okay, Freo, but
no,
Cats,
good, I reckon.
Cats just for me.
Of all the teams in that middle tier, they're the ones I like the most.
Yep.
Richmond, Brisbane at Triple MCG Friday Night Football.
Yeah, good one this, Jimmy Boy. No Hipwood. That's going to hurt Brisbane. They've got to find someone. Mm. Joe Danaher's got to stand up. Stop playing for free kicks. Mm, yes. And Richmond, Jack Revolt, 300 games.
Oh, yeah.
Good
effort. And 700 goals.
Yeah, so good effort. Richmond.
Richmond for you.
Richmond for me, yes.
Yeah, very good. GWS Sydney, that match is happening in Ballarat.
It is, Jim. Battle of the Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Battle it out.
Which one? Battle it out.
Battle of the Bridge. I think Lake Windaree's got a bridge, so it's the Battle of the Bridge at Lake Windaree.
Yeah. And she's going to be cold.
Sydney.
Colder than Charity up there. Sydney for you.
Sydney. Righto. Good form, Jim.
Gold Coast, yes. Gold Coast Dogs, Metricon.
Dogs got to just bounce back here at Metricon.
Hey, they're going all right. They suddenly found something, the Gold Coast.
Two in a row, Jim.
And you're saying Western Bulldogs?
I like Dewey too. Don't you love Dewey? Good on him, but yeah. I think Dogs have just got to bounce back.
All right, Melbourne, Hawthorn, Triple MCG.
Melbourne.
These are the games they've battled with.
No, well, they've got to win this, Jim.
Well, Hawthorn. No, Bill, we say that, but what the only time they've battled all year Melbourne is when they come up against a bottom four team.
Well, I'm telling you, Melbourne.
Okay, Melbourne,
win,
righto.
And win well.
St Kilda, Port Adelaide, Marvel.
St Kilda have found some form.
Right.
I think they win over Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide, disappointing.
North Melbourne, Essendon, Marvel.
Oh, your mob. They're flying, Jim. North Melbourne, they're away. Mm. But the Bombers, good side, Bombers, and they like to play at Marvel.
They do. Collingwood, Carlton. What about this? This is the old traditional blockbuster MCG.
I'm going Collingwood here.
Collingwood.
They did it for halves last week. They were very good. Kicked 7 goals in about 20 minutes. And Carlton, had a good look at him.
Adelaide Oval, the Crows and the Eagles, who have been honestly, equally
Jim,
disappointing.
I got no f***ing idea who's going to win this. I got no idea, Jim. Both sides have been terrible. Adelaide ordinary. West Coast, what's happened to
them? I don't know.
They can't travel, Jim. They can't travel. They're playing away. Guess what? I'm going with Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Yes.
To beat the Eagles?
Yes.
That is extraordinary. Mm. Well, if you get 5... it'll be a miracle.
Well, there's 9.
That's all thanks to Seeker.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, before you introduce who's playing today, Fat, we have got magnificent prizes attached to the Hump Day Quiz. Rabbits Bartholomew.
A $200 voucher to the Neverland Store, which is your home of Australian streetwear, neverlandstore.com.au, and a round of golf at St. Andrew's Beach. Yes, Bill, for you and a mate. You also get a cart and a six-pack of their magnificent beer from the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
The road. Tom Doak designed golf course in Australia's top 10. It is superb. All right, Fat, who we got playing?
Why is Tom Doak so good at
designing? One of the great designers of world golf.
Is he?
Barn Boogle, he designed.
Yeah.
He is a freak show. So it is a magnificent place. Go and play there. All right, who we got?
Well, we have a lady on the show today, which is fantastic. Karina, welcome.
Hello, JB. Billy, how are we?
You're from Geelong, Karina.
I am.
Good.
Sure am. Your hometown, mate. The Cremorne smashes it down here and the good old Catters, hey?
Yeah, so you must be a Geelong supporter.
Well, I do have a massive soft spot for Joel Selwood and I do barrack them as my second team, but I go for those dreadful Tigers that can't put it together.
Oh, you sound way too educated and eloquent to live in Geelong, Karina. Why do you do that, please?
Great spot.
Homegrown.
Yeah. Are you anywhere near Packington Street?
No, I'm actually just ducking back home to East Geelong. So,
East Geelong, not bad.
Not bad over there, Fat.
Nice pub over there, the Common Dauphine.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, and who else
new
we
owners,
got?
I think. Josh. Josh is there. Karam Downs. G'day, Joshy.
What's going on, boys?
Who do you barrack for, buddy?
Sydney Swans.
Oh, they're going nicely, aren't they?
Yes, they're not going too bad. Bit of youth. Good to see.
Saw Paddy McCartan this morning. Played in the back line on the weekend for the Swans. Had 26 touches.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Paddy.
For the twos in the
VFL. Yeah. All right. You know the how it works? You know how it works. I ask the questions.
The
Josh, you go Josh. And Karina, you go Karina. Mm. Are you happy with Karina?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
It's a name, Bill, so you reckon...
Well, she might have a nickname like Kaz or something, but anyway, here we go.
Nice and loud.
Question one. NRL players were fined $305 for having a barbecue. Which team did they play for?
Karina.
Yes, Karina.
I think they played for the Roosters.
No. Karina.
All right, Joshy boy.
Joshy. 13 players got suspended.
Was it the Panthers?
No.
305,000, by the way.
305,000, mate. They were all there at the barbecue. The cops come around.
Which team?
St. George.
Yeah, he seems to have quietened down a touch. Peter Vlandis.
Rugby league.
The Dragons, dopey, yeah.
Start of the year, he was up and about, putting the AFL down and swaggering around the joint. He's just quietened down a touch.
What about the coppers turn up, Jim?
Oh, no.
One bloke runs home 5Ks and left his car with his number plates there.
Under the bed.
Another one was under the bed. One was in the cupboard. Another bloke grabbed a dog and said he was just walking past with a dog. Oh,
come on.
Number two.
Nil all, yes.
That'd be nil all. Yes. Where is this weekend Sydney Giants game being played?
Karina.
Yes, Karina.
Ballarat.
Yes.
Ballarat.
What's a stadium called there, Kazza?
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's not called thank you. It's called Mars Stadium.
All right, she's in front. Come on, Josh.
Number three now. This is an audio question. Who is this?
Who's boxing the bleeding head off and kicking the bleeding
Josh.
Leg off?
Oh, yes, Josh.
Conor McGregor.
All right, she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
Broke his ankle.
Oh.
And he's sitting just down and they're interviewing. You see that?
No.
And then the bloke who he fought, who Conor had a go at his wife, she walks past, gave him the bird. What was on? Yeah. Number four, here
we
go.
Number four.
Which Hawthorn player is leading the competition in the most number of disposals?
Karina.
Yes, Karina.
Tom Mitchell.
Tom, she Karina. Knows her stuff,
she's
Karina.
On fire.
All right.
What's
you need this to stay involved. 2-1 Karina's way.
Righto. Number four was that then. Number five is this. Righto.
50 metres to go in front. They're coming at deep speed. Is it going to hold? And it will. A century of winners from the car of the year.
Who rode that winner?
I'm going to take a stab here, Karina.
Yeah.
Damien Oliver.
No. Race 2 at Caulfield on Saturday.
Josh?
Was it Jamie Carr?
Yes, it was.
Right. So we're 2-1.
Karina, how'd you not get that? Jamie Carr, 100th winner for the
100th
season.
100th winner, yeah.
Oh, I feel like I've let the girls down.
I think you have. Righto.
All right. Okay. Tiebreaker, of course, which is apt with the great Ashley Barty.
Yes.
Just winning Wimbledon. All right, tiebreaker, here we go.
How many games have Richmond lost in a row?
Josh.
Karina.
Oh, I thought I heard Karina.
Oh, Jim, I heard Josh.
Karina?
I'm going to go with three.
Oh! Josh? She got it wrong. Josh?
It's four.
Karina. Well done, Josh.
We did everything to get you over the line, but in the end, probably right that Josh, given he was just a touch earlier.
Well, especially Karina, who barracks for the Tigers.
Tigers.
Cowboy.
Kaz, what happened?
I forgot about one. Seriously, one too many we lost.
Righto. Josh, what do you want made out of this?
The Nina Pasadena sounds amazing, boys.
Beautiful. $200 heading your way. Head to neverlandstore.com.au.
Well done. And Karina has won.
Well, we need to give Karina something. I mean, you're probably not a golfer, Karina, are you?
Not overly.
Have you got a boyfriend or dad or anyone who plays golf?
I'm lucky. I'm a lesbian, so I've got a beautiful girlfriend.
And she's not a golfer?
No.
All right. What about a $50 voucher to the Cremorne?
Sounds
a bill?
Great,
Billy. Make it $100.
Bullshit.
A bill?
What?
Make it $100 value. The amount of publicity we give your bloody joint. Make it $100.
$60.
Kaz, $100 voucher to the Cremorne for you.
Yes.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Billy.
I'll get your number, Karina, and we'll sort it out. And you come down the Cremorne and bring the doll and away you go.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Well done.
Josh, well done, mate.
Yeah, well done, Joshy.
Cheers,
well
guys.
Done,
Josh.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
See ya.
That's a quality. And now that's a quality quiz. They both were good.
That helps when they're both good.
They both knew their stuff.
Exactly. Well done.
All right. I like that. And any time we take money out of Bill's pocket,
exactly,
works for me.
$200 voucher to the Cremorne goes all right, doesn't it?
$40. They get an entree and a drink.
Bill's joke coming up next to wrap up another huge rush hour on Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
on the listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
I have a joke.
On tomorrow's show, Craig Bellamy, a man we've been chasing for a long time.
Craig Bellamy.
Yes.
He's a great fan of the Rush Hour, listens all the time.
Not all.
But we've had him in a while back. And he's our favourite.
Speaking of the slide today, did you see what he wore in the slide? He got dressed up as, who was it?
Elsa.
Yeah, but he was stuck up in Brisbane. It was hard for him to get quite, he did better job than you. Let's put it that way. Yes,
no,
he did.
Jim, and it was pre-recorded. So it was better.
Exactly.
And an Olympian we're going to try and get on the show too as well.
Well, give me a name.
No, I'll give you a sport. And it'll be basketball or soccer.
Oh, nice.
Or even
both
hockey.
Brilliant.
Not hockey.
All right, so Bill, a joke
that
maybe is better than yesterday's, which was horrible.
Mm.
You had a good start Monday, recycled one that you'd told three times, and then yesterday was junk.
It's exactly how I used to play. Good game, poor, good.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Righto, family out there, get ready. You'll be on the floor laughing in a minute. Mm. I got a taxi yesterday, Jim, after the show. I was just going down here and the old mate driver said, do you mind if I put some music on? I said, not at all, old cobber. He said, Kiss? I said, well, just listen to the music and let's see how we go.
Oh, no.
But if you would have asked me, Jim, you would have said, Chris?
Yeah. That's funnier. That's actually how you should have told the joke. That's funnier.
Yeah, Kiss. He wanted to put on a bit of Kiss.
Well, let's see how the music goes and we'll take it from there.
Take it from there, Jim.
That's it, Bill. Yeah. Oh, see?
Oh, see, that's a good
gag. Yeah. That's a bit of a proposition by a cabbie.
Well, I don't know if he meant anything. I wasn't sure. We got it all a bit mixed up. It was a bit awkward. Anyway, we kissed and made up.
It is quite amazing to have an act of this size live on the Footy Show. I mentioned at the start of the show, 90 million albums worldwide for this band. They got us off to a cracking start, and they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris.
Chris,
I should say. And I was
Chris, you idiot.
Listen to that.
It's actually Kiss.
Oh, Chris.